Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, hey, you got the kind of love making me say, yeah, baby, oh, baby.
Short of mine.
Fuck the hotel room, cause it's about to go down.
Damn.
You unite my mic. I'm about to put on a show now.
We ain't gotta go far in the back of my car, I'm entering your town. I'ma touch some places that you thought were lost. Baby girl, have now been found. I'ma hit the spot, better make your ass come on top. I'ma see the words, get you wet before them panties drop. But you're yelling out to me, your dick is so amazing. It's the kind of dick right here that'll keep your ass from aging. Baby girl, I'm a soldier. In your life, girl, I've been stationed. You looking for a real man, then no longer waiting, girl. I said, some of these clowns, they say they won. They put it down, put it down, put it down, put it down. But see, I'm that type of real man. Tell me your life, and girl, I'll shut it down. Oh, because it came.
Everybody, welcome to another edition of Sin City Radio. This is your boy Cash, chilling down as usual. And my man Father Time with me. Time, what's happening, dude?
What's cracking, Doc?
We chilling, man. You know how we do, networking and politics like we always do, brother. On this very, 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 very lovely Tuesday.
No doubt, no doubt. Don't, that 763, don't worry about. Leave it muted.
No, okay.
I accidentally pushed the button. Told you I may have to change up, so
no,
just preparing myself. So what do you do?
Chilling, man. Sure, it's been a long week, I'll tell you that. It's been a very long week.
Not for me, I'm on vacation.
Shit.
Just dealing with a little young toothache, but I'm going to take care of that tomorrow morning, bright and early at 9:30.
Nice.
Pain-free, baby.
Shit, man. While we getting our act together, man, let's just go to a song right quick. Get our act together. On this song real quick.
Oh, Kevin.
Just call it,
call me, baby.
to, 'cause you're so damn fine. And I heard that you were taking, that I don't have to stop you from making late night phone calls on the telephone about your fantasy. Not a kid.
I just want to address something. Yeah, I see you listening, Shady Grady. Can't even call the brother, but it's all good, though. I hope you had fun in my state. All right, man.
Yeah,
I just wanted to get that out there.
About Big Archie?
I'm talking about Shady Grady. Had me sitting up at the crib waiting like a motherfucker. No phone call, no text, no Facebook message, no nothing.
Hold on, we got Mick on the line now. Mick, press one. Mick, what's happening? Oh, she must have had to get back off with that. Hey.
She ain't got nothing to say. She knows she was wrong.
Hey, Mick, you on too, so whenever you feel like you want to talk, you just speak out.
Yeah, Shady Grady. But it's all
Shady
good.
Grady.
It's all good. Shady Grady.
All right.
Hey, man, check this out, man. Somebody brought a little situation to me, asked me how I would feel about the situation. Now I'm going to ask you and see if you feel the same way I feel. Okay, you and your girl, y'all have issues, right?
Mm-hmm.
Big problems. So you decide to get away. So you go to one of the homies' crib, right?
Wow.
You spilling your guts out to the homie, you know, and you end up, you know, let's say you crash at your boy crib.
Okay.
And now the whole reason you went there was to, you know, get some shit off your chest. You just need somebody to talk to. You drink and you fall asleep. Okay, let's say you get up a couple hours later, you're ready to talk again. You know, you got some more shit to get off your back. And let's say your boy your boy then brought a female over. You know, he in the bedroom doing this thing.
Okay.
Now, would you feel, how would that make you feel?
I fell asleep. Okay, let me make sure I got this right. I fell asleep. You know, I was over there hollering at him, but I fell asleep, and he fucked around. He brought a female over, and they doing their thing, but I was asleep.
Let me give you the kicker. The kick is he lived with his woman. His woman leaves for the night to give them, you know, give him and his boy, you know, some man time.
Okay.
So now he snuck a female in on his girl. Now, would you feel like, you know what I'm saying, he used you, you know, he used your pain to get his girl out the house so he can sneak somebody else in? How would you feel about that?
Nah, really, I mean, all right, that was a slick move. I'm not mad at him.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Kay.
Zadine, what's happening?
Hello.
What's up, Home Skillet?
Nothing much. How's everybody?
Chilling like a villa.
Mm-hmm.
But you wouldn't feel like...
I don't think I'm mad at him.
I told dude I'd be pissed off if it was me. I'd be mad.
Why?
Because I'm over there spilling my guts out to you. You're supposed to be my boy. You know what I'm saying? I need an ear. You my dog.
And I was your ear.
Okay, but you know, if I fall asleep when I wake up, I'm going to be ready to talk again. But now you snuck somebody in the crib. I feel like you took advantage of my pain to get your girl out the house so you can bring something else in there. That's just my opinion. You know what I'm saying?
I mean,
it wouldn't bother you.
No, I don't think it would. I'm honestly not saying what you mad about. Y'all talk, y'all already rap. You know what I'm saying? You done went to sleep. Shit. All right, well, fuck it. You done went to sleep now. Shit. I done got a thing. Shit. I'm sitting there by myself, bored. You done went to sleep. Shit. I did whatever it is I want to do. Ain't like I'm not going to listen to you.
Okay.
I mean, I've already listened to you. What more you want me to do?
Hey, Shady Grady push one, man. You might want to bring him in.
I had a hand. Mick.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm waiting on this motherfucker to finish talking. Back. Hey, Janine. Hey, Cass. What's going on?
Hey.
What's up?
Let me tell your ass something. You know I was there since Thursday. I reached out to your ass on Facebook. Don't try to put me on point like that. You know where I was at. You couldn't come out and play. Just say it.
What?
Nigga, you heard me.
Damn. And there you have it.
First of all.
Don't try to put me on blast like that, nigga. I was there since Thursday. Didn't leave till Sunday evening, kind of late.
First of all, I gave you my
first
number.
First of all.
I say, hit
no,
me
you,
up.
No, you did it. No, you did it. I even asked a little man about you.
Check your messages. That's all I got to say is check your messages. And that was on Tuesday. Uh-huh. And then he called
Tuesday.
Me talking about...
That was Tuesday. I didn't get there to Thursday. What you mean, Tuesday? I when I got there, I told you I was there. Then I reached out to you. I think it was Friday night. I was like, I'm finished running. What's up? What's up? I put your name and Renown's name in there. I ain't hear shit till the next morning. That little nigga called me talking about shit. I'm calling off Saturday. Let's kick it. No Rod. No nobody. Man, go on around with that bullshit.
Nah, he called me and told me that you were swooping him and y'all was coming to swoop me.
All right, whatever it is, I was there since Thursday. I left Sunday night. I didn't see you. Let it be. Fuck it.
Mm.
Hey, Shady Grady.
Mm. I'll be your Shady Grady. Just because your wife won't let you come out and play, nigga, don't blame me.
Check your messages. That's
okay.
All I got
check
to
your
say.
Wife. Yeah, and then I say, check your wife. I was down there with a friend anyway, so I don't know if you wanted to get in the mix of what? I gotta go. I'm at work. Love you so. I'm about to listen to y'all to get my work on. Kisses to you, Tom.
Yeah, alright. Shady Grady has spoken. Anyway, I heard a totally different story.
Janae, so how about them Cavaliers?
Are they winning?
No, we're just trying to change the subject.
Oh. Alright, now Janine, I'm gonna bring you in on this. Tell me how you feel.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you and your guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Y'all get into it, whatever. You feel like, you know, I'm just gonna leave, get some air, you know. So you go to your girl crib.
Okay.
Now her dude is like, well, you know, since your girl over here, you know, she in her feelings right now, I'm gonna go ahead and let y'all have girl time. I'm gonna just go ahead and, you know, kick it wherever, you know, do whatever I do, right?
Mm-hmm.
So now you and your girl, y'all drinking, y'all talking. You fall asleep. Okay?
Uh-huh.
You get up a couple hours later. Your girl has snuck another dude in there, and they in the back room getting dizzy.
Mm-hmm.
And how would you feel?
I wouldn't feel nothing about it. That's all. She could do what she wanted to do.
Well, even though her man left, he left the crib to give y'all girl time.
Okay.
And she just snuck another, this not her dude. This another different mother, some other motherfucker.
Okay.
She snuck him in because she know dude gone for the night. Because he thinking y'all having girl time.
Mm-hmm.
So you wouldn't feel any type of way?
No.
I can't see what
you're
mad about.
Man, it's like being used.
How do you know she used you? How do you know, well, he or whatever, how do you know they used you? What if they didn't plan for it, but since, hell, it happened, maybe, you know, when you fell asleep, she was like, fuck it, I'm going to call what's-her-name over here. How do you know it was planned from the very beginning is what I'm saying.
Well, I'm not saying that it was planned. I'm saying that you use my pain to get your girl or your guy out of the house so you can fuck around with somebody else.
Why you care?
You see what I'm saying?
But
because that's what I'm saying, though. If you wasn't there, dude would be there. Her man would be there.
Okay. I mean, but I guess my question is to you, dog, is, okay, regardless of what she did, I mean, you and him rapped already. Y'all already had y'all convo. Y'all didn't air it out. You didn't get everything you got off your chest. Why you tripping?
I'm just saying, man, at the same time, you know what motherfuckers going through their shit. You're going to get fucked up. You're going to go to sleep. When you wake up, you still need a motherfucker to listen to you. I mean, how long are you going to sleep?
It's not like he's going to be there all night.
Right. He or she not going to be there all night.
Because she's stupid if she let him stay there all night. Yeah, he gets to go. Her man might come on. She don't know if he come on tonight or not. Or what time.
No, he told her. He told her.
So
I'll see you tomorrow, baby.
It don't matter. Y'all might sneak back up. Just to see, make sure what was going on.
I don't know. I would have felt used. That's just me. I would think you took advantage of my hurtness. Right, I'm hurting right now.
Well, wait a minute. How did I take advantage of your hurt when you called me? I didn't call you to come over here.
Cause you just snuck her ass in the house.
No, what I mean?
So you used me. You used me to get with her.
Wait a minute. This, you keep saying I use you. How did I use you? You called me. I was at home chilling.
Right. I called you so we can rap.
Didn't we do that?
Yeah, but when I wake up, I'm going
to
want to rap again.
I'm not going to keep talking
about
that shit over
places.
And over. You said what?
No, man. That's what motherfuckers do, man. Motherfuckers stay up all night. and talk their goddamn problems out.
Selena, what's happening?
What's going on? I'll give you a number.
If that's the case, you could look at it like you use your friend to get away from your girl.
True.
If you want to look at it like that, then they could look at it the opposite way. You just took up their time to complain about your woman that you in their house all night. Her man and had well, his man, his woman.
Why
are
you
asking
this for this one? Why are you watching the game?
I mean, they could say you use them.
Selena, we are live, baby. Oh, shoot, I'm sorry. Hold up.
894. Hold on, it still got to give the motherfucker. I'm calling whoever the fuck it is. 894. Write the number down, dog. 894. Write the number down, dog.
4669.
4669. We finna call him on the show.
No, that's my daddy number. Don't do that.
But can you at least press mute?
I'm done, man. Come up off your high voice.
How you doing?
I'm all right. Highly blessed, favored, and all that good stuff. How are y'all?
We was great till we got your daddy number.
Be nice. What y'all talking about?
Well, my boy feel like he had, I guess his guy had an issue. Let me ask you. All right, Selena. You and your guy gets into it. Y'all have an argument. You go to your girl crib. Your girl, you and your girl there, and her dude's there. So her dude, like, you know what? I'm going to get y'all, you know, some girl time together. Right?
Okay.
So now you and your girl, y'all talking about your problems, y'all drinking and whatnot. And you fall asleep. Now, when you wake up, your girl then snuck another dude in the crib. Now, she didn't did whatever it is she did, you know what I'm saying? And that's that. Are you mad at her?
I don't know. Depends on the relationship of me and my homegirl. Like, if
girl.
I trust her, then I trust her not to, you know what I'm saying? Hey, just because I call my girl, everybody, you know what I'm saying?
Well, I mean, no, I'm saying she brought another dude in. While you was asleep, she fucking another dude, not you.
Right, that's what I'm saying. I mean, it's cool. She my girl.
Yeah,
I think you're missing the point,
Selena. I think you're missing the point. You went to her house because you having problems. You needed an ear.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? You going her, you know, you just need somebody to talk to.
Uh-huh.
Y'all drinking, you fall asleep. Her dude left to give you and her time. He like, I just see you tomorrow. I'll be back tomorrow. Y'all go ahead and do what y'all do, I'll be back tomorrow. You get up a couple hours later, you ready to talk again. And your girl in there fucking somebody else.
Oh, my. Oh, my God. Yeah.
So now, how you feel about that? I mean, would that bother you?
I mean, not really. That's not her. Shit.
Okay.
That's not her. Honestly. Ain't my thing, sir. Hold on, let me be like...
I'm really trying to understand what would you get mad about?
Exactly.
Like I say, I would have felt used. It's like you used me and my pain to get this other broad over to the crib because you know your girl ain't coming back.
I didn't ask you to bring your pain over here, though.
Well, let's say you did ask me.
No, you see, now you trying to flip the shit.
I'm just saying.
That ain't what you said at first.
Well, I mean, I don't know the whole situation. I'm just going off of what I was told. You know what I mean? I don't know if dude asked him to come over there or if he asked dude if he can crash at his crib. I don't know how it went. All I know is he ended up over there. Dude has snuck another girl in there. And he asked me how I felt about it. I told him I would feel used. You used me to get your girl out the house so you can creep with this other motherfucker.
And she done did it before. They done did it before you even came over there. Believe me, you.
Huh?
If it was that easy for her to do it while you're there, why wouldn't they do it, you know, without you being there? So why, I'm saying, why would you feel used?
Why would I feel what?
Used.
Because if I wasn't there, your girl would be there. Or your guy would be there. And then you wouldn't have the opportunity to do that. But because mm-hmm. your girl say, I'm going to give y'all guy time, or your guy say, I'm going to give y'all girl time, it's like you took advantage of that.
We don't have to take advantage of our friends to cheat. We can cheat anywhere. We don't got to wait for our friends to leave.
Well,
to
like,
do one out. All right,
I'll be right
exactly.
back.
We can go to their house. So
that's what I'm saying.
You.
She done did it before.
Right. How do you feel
exactly.
you? I'm not understanding
so
that.
You
sensitive? Well, like I said, goddamn it. I don't care what none of y'all say. I told the motherfucker I felt used. So I don't know if he felt used or not, but that he asked my opinion and I gave it.
Well, if she came to my house, you using me to get away from your man. How about that? Or your woman, whatever.
Yeah, but they argue.
Yeah.
Okay, whatever the
okay.
case is. But why are you okay? How do you?
You could have stayed there and dealt with all the hollering and the whatever going on at your place.
Right, why you
using me. Come to my house.
Why you bring this shit to my house anyway?
Go home. What about
right.
your friends?
I'm just saying, man. I cannot get mad at you because you did. I'd be like, boy, you a crazy motherfucker. But I would not be mad at you at all.
Right.
Now, I'd be like, man, you crazy as hell. Now, my thing, I'd have woke up, I'd have been like, that motherfucker, you get caught. Don't put me in this shit.
Right.
But that's as far as it go. I'd be like, man, just don't put me in this shit. Now, me sit there like, man, you ain't shit. That's fucked up and all that. I'm pretty much feeling like I need to kick you out of my house.
Why you so loud?
You said what?
Mom on the phone. Okay. Nothing.
Really? Mom, I'm on the phone. You sound like one of them motherfuckers that still live in the basement. Mom on the phone.
And no, and I'm in her bed. That's why I had to get up when she said something bad to me. Anywho.
Okay, dog. I gotta ask. I mean, the dude agree with you?
Can I make a quick announcement real quick?
What's up?
Hey, do anybody want to purchase some Charlie Wilson tickets?
Charlie
in Indianapolis for Saturday? for Thursday.
How much you selling them for?
They $80.
No, I say, how much you selling them for?
They not. I already got my tickets. My cousin, she sell them. She won 100, but she ain't gonna take no less than 80. She paid $106 for them, a piece.
Oh damn! If I was there, I might have took you up on it. But I'm not there, so I can't. Man, I wouldn't mind. How you doing? My name is.
I'm going to be there swinging a child.
Last name Wilson. That used to be
okay,
my song right
okay.
there.
Okay.
What? Damn, you know what?
You can like it. You ain't got to sing them.
I can sing anything I want.
Show world, fam.
Man, y'all sound like a couple that's been married for 50 years.
No, I don't like arguing with him. I said I was going to quit. That's my New Year's resolution, quit arguing with him.
You ain't even started yet.
Huh?
I said, what? You started that back in January? You've been arguing with me for the past 6 months.
I'm sorry. My bad. I don't know, man.
I think, you know what, man? You need to tell your boy he's too much into his emotions.
Okay.
Shit, I'm going to see that motherfucker until next week. I'll be the forgot.
All right, man, you know what? I got something to talk about. I got something I want to get off my chest. You know, I'm tired of the bullshit. I mean, you know, this is just a PSA to whoever. This show is about entertainment. Website entertainment. But the motherfuckers feel like that we go too far, we do too much, we say too much. Then don't listen to us, don't follow us, don't nothing. Don't Twitter, nothing. Just stay the fuck away from us.
Who said that?
I second that. Amen.
I'm just saying, man, you got a lot of people who, you know what I'm saying, they want to frown upon Sin City. They want to say Sin City this, Sin City that, you know. Or we promote a lot of what's the word can I use? We promote a lot of bullshit as far as like relationships. We promote infidelities. First of all, we don't promote infidelities.
Right.
Everybody in this motherfucker's grown. You want to make your own. You make your own decision to do whatever the fuck you do. Now, what Jadine didn't make you do it. Father Time didn't make you do it. Salida didn't make you do it. And Cash damn sure didn't make you do it. If you did anything, you did it because you wanted to. Sin City didn't make you do shit.
Because all we do is have adult talk. So
we sit here for 1 hour and 30 minutes and we let our hair down. Once the show over, we go back to our normal lives. Now,
exactly.
If you got a problem with that, if you can't cipher that from your reality, then don't fucking listen to us. Stay the fuck up off the show. Don't bring your ass on here listening. Lurking ass motherfuckers. Now I'm back.
There we can fight.
You promote infidelity?
Whoop
the shit out your ass.
Bring your ass if you walk through.
Straight up.
Hold on,
man. Hold on.
God
damn. Hold on. There ain't no holes in Sin City. Ain't no holes in Sin City.
Hold on for a second, man. Hold on. Let me get this right. They say we promote infidelity?
Yeah, we promote infidelity. We promote, you know.
I'm the number one motherfucker against that shit.
Right.
Which means they listening to me. And what I do is my fucking business. Everything I say, what I do on here, I fucking do. But that don't mean you got to do what I do. Shit. You live your own life.
And, well, I'm going to open my fucking book. So it is what it is. I normally don't go through this.
And I normally let, you know, sleeping dogs lie. But I'm just getting tired of this shit. You know, we building the website. So in the process of us building the website, you know, we got our own little thing on Facebook that we do. And a lot of people get on there. You look at it. You see this. You see that. You see the memes. You hear the talking. It's all networking. This is what
right.
we do. Motherfucker, we grown.
Right.
We can talk about what the fuck we want to on this show. Ain't nobody
right.
looking at. If Janine said, okay, yeah, I slept with her and him, that's Janine's business. Just because she did it, that don't mean you got to go do it. If you choose to do it, you did it because you wanted to, not because you didn't put no gun in your head, and she damn sure didn't put the titty in your mouth. So, all that
I ain't open your mirror but no when I was in your pussy.
Exactly. You spread it because you wanted to. I'm just tired of this shit, man. I mean, normally I don't, like I said, normally I don't get into that shit. I let it rub. I let it just slide off. But I'm getting tired of motherfuckers keep always coming. Then, like you said, I mean, what I say and what I do, I'm me. I'm Cass. I do what the fuck I want to on this show. Can't nobody stop me. Except Blog Talk Radio. And we all know we all love Blog Talk Radio, too. Number one Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, but, we do.
Right. But I can say, well, as long as they not mad at me, I don't give a fuck what you think.
Right. People just always have something to complain about, and it's really ridiculous because everybody works hard, and this is something to do to relax.
Exactly.
Really,
we try to give you an hour and a half of relaxation. We try to give you an hour and a half. If you want to be if you want to talk about whatever it is you want to talk about for this hour and a half, here's the outlet. But if you want to sit here and critique us and talk about we ain't shit. Or we promote infidelity and shit of that nature. Tell your Christian ass, your wannabe ass, to church.
Exactly. Call on Jesus.
Because it's Christian sites, too. I got kicked out the best of them.
And them motherfuckers ain't even trying to call Jesus. They fucking with Jesus.
I always say people to talk about what you do, man, because they don't got the nuts to do it. And all we doing is fucking talking and posting memes. That's crazy.
We helping their life anyway. Those born ass lives, they would be lit.
Exactly.
This is their day entertainment. Because why the hell else you listening in if it's not?
Well, it ain't the same for me. I'm trying to get laid.
I'm one of the most conservative motherfuckers in the world, and I don't see no promoting infidelity and all that bullshit.
Exactly.
You know what, man? A lot of
motherfuckers entitled to their own opinion, man. This is an opinionated show.
Exactly.
What it is motherfuckers listen. You know what I'm saying? Okay, we do the chronicles. We do all type of shit. We say all type of shit. We talk about different ventures, different venues that we would like to attend. Or some shit that we would like to do. Nobody's making you come. Nobody's making you come and do shit.
Right.
If we do have a meet and greet, meet and eat, or whatever the fuck they want to do, ain't nobody making you come. Ain't nobody making you come. If you come, you come because you want to come. If your girl come, because she want to come. If your dude come, it's because he want to come. Ain't none of us made them come. Well, now, when we get there, one of us might make their ass come. But nevertheless, you know, because, I mean, I'm proud of
you. You're a heathen.
Yeah, you know, we the biggest heathens on radio, on Blog Talk Radio.
I ain't no heathen.
I am.
Let them tell it, y'all. You part of it.
They look at that as evil. Self-satisfying yourself, they look at that as not Christian-like either.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't jack off?
No.
Yeah, no.
Like,
no.
That's the sin.
Wait a minute. They faking everything.
Right.
Yeah. Don't be a Muslim, then. I got to jack off.
Oh, God.
Oh, now, see, what you just said right there, dog, is what they look at is, this is what the fuck I'm talking about. You listen to the motherfuckers saying shit like that, what you want to see him jack off? You know what? Motherfuckers are talking reckless about us, dog. But you know what? That just let us know we're doing something right.
Mm-hmm.
Man, as long as people call and have a good time, it don't matter to me, man. As long as everybody's laughing and having a good time, you know what I'm saying? When we first started this show, we had one goal: have fun, make motherfuckers laugh. That's it.
Right.
And if that's what we're doing, then, I mean, shit, we doing what we set out to do.
I got a shout out. Shout out to the person who screenshotted my pics and shit, showing the wrong damn man, goofy, silly ass people. That's it.
That's what I'm saying, man. Motherfuckers is just ignorant.
And I didn't speak up on it because it was stupid.
Because, I mean, let's be realistic. Once the website's done, it's balls to the wall.
Mm-hmm.
It's totally uncensored. You can do what the fuck you want, when you want, and how you want. Who gonna stop it? Now, my suggestion, this is just my suggestion to the motherfuckers listening. You might want to get with your bitch and get on the site together, or get with your dude. Get on the site with him. Have some fun with him.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's what's wrong with these motherfuckers, dog. Hey, why we on it? I got a problem with that. That's what's wrong with a lot of these motherfuckers. You want to be so selfish. If this is what's turning your man on, or this is what's turning your woman on, you might want to join in with them.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, if this was turning him on or this was turning her on and you're not doing it, what you think going to happen?
They come in the same city. Like,
they're going to find Jazz and Janine, and we're going to put their ass up.
Oh, shit.
Now you're mad because, ooh, yeah.
They done left your ass. They done
right.
Moved it with Janine.
Did you?
I got your woman every night.
You don't get somebody beat the fuck up.
No, you can't visit with her, did you? My bitch now.
Right.
Okay, well, look, man. We gonna give the people what they want, man. So, what do you guys think about Hillary running?
What? No, he didn't say that.
She can run.
I'm trying to give the people what they want.
Now fuck them.
What do you guys so do you guys think she's gonna get the Democratic nomination?
She can get
don't care.
I know what she can get.
She's nuts. What do you guys think about the Republican? Who do you think should get that nomination? Ron Paul? That's the only Republican I could think of.
Joe Jackson.
Right, Papa. Put Joe in there.
They all fall about the wayside.
Hey man, I think that's Marley, dog. Bring Marley in, man.
I'll be waiting on them scandals to appear. That's all I watch the news for scandals.
Right.
Do y'all know when I heard about that Duggar family? I was like, I knew they was shit.
Hello?
What family?
Marley Marl.
What's up, Marley Marl?
Hey, what's going on, people?
I've been waiting on that shit. Oh, I've been waiting because, I hate when they put people on TV and make everybody act like they the best family ever in the world. They the best Christians. They got all these kids. They love the Lord. And here it is, they son molesting they daughter.
Talking about them damn Duggars. Yeah, talking about them damn Duggars, ain't you?
I was sitting there waiting. I'll be watching their show just waiting. I said, I can't wait for the scandal because I know it's coming.
I told the missus that. I said, well, Janine was talking about that shit too, like about a month ago. I said, them damn people are just too damn clean. Something got to be wrong with them.
Wasn't I just saying that? I did say that on
the
show, didn't I?
Yeah,
you sure did. I said I was going to watch the show, but I never caught it.
I sure did. It came out.
But you know, the part that gets me is that if that was a black family.
Oh, yeah.
I'm gonna say it. They would waver the statute of limitation.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They would have wavered it. They'd have got his black ass.
Mm-hmm. No, it would have came out a long time ago when it first happened.
You know what? You're right.
There's a few people that he told, but they just didn't do nothing. You know, they didn't slide under the rug. So, you know.
And these motherfuckers knew why they was doing the show that he did it.
Yeah. Exactly. But why mess up this wholesome image so we can make some money off of it?
Exactly.
That show wouldn't have made the first season if it was a black guy.
Hell no.
They wouldn't have, and we all know it. That show wouldn't have made the first season.
You know who gave him up? Oprah.
Oprah? Did she? No, I didn't know that.
They were supposed to come on the show. And I think she let it leak. They were supposed to come on her show when she was still had her show. So this been known for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
But I think people
before
been
she
trying
got
to
her
get
network.
Through. Yeah, this is when she still had her show. This how long people been knowing about it. And they said Oprah found out about it and nicked them from her show. Said they can't come on her show. Because they sitting here lying on TV to people. Like they the perfect family. And here it is. She found out that her son had did that. So they nicked her from the show, but she didn't have the definite proof that she needed. So I think they've been trying to get the proof that they needed all this time, but I think that's when the police officer or the whoever leaked the report and finally let it come out.
Is the show still on?
I think they just canceled it when it
came
out.
I think they did. Yeah, I think they canceled it or put it on.
I never heard of
it.
Put it
on hold
or
something.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let that be Rufus Jr. His little ass been lost. Would have been little Rufus did what? Oh, hell no. That show would have never made it. It'd have never made it. Little Rufus would have been locked up. They'd have been like scandal on the show before it even started. But they knew it. And they didn't let it go.
Well, you know what?
When the mom and daddy knew it was going on?
Dad.
Yeah.
He grown now. This is the oldest boy. He grown, got his own family, and got like three kids now. So this happened when he was a teenager.
Yeah.
So this
he was
this
around
how
This was one of his blood sisters. They got the same mom and daddy sister.
Yeah. And it wasn't just one. It was a few of them. I don't think they really know how many he done did
to. Dude, but and this is what they said. Well, because of the statute of limitations, we can't touch you. Dude, do you know
if
that was you or me, that motherfucker would have got wavered?
Mm-hmm.
That statute of limitations would have got wavered.
Man, his own.
I didn't know what the statute of limitations on that.
Marley, I didn't either. I didn't think it was a statute. Now I know it's not a statute of limitation on murder, and I thought rape there was no statute of limitations on that.
No,
it is a statute of limitation.
Hey,
you got another caller, man. Bring in a caller, dog. I think that's Selena calling back, I guess.
Honestly, I did not know that. I actually thought that rape, that's fucked up.
Murder is the only thing that don't have a statute of limitation. Every other crime does.
That's true.
Selena, baby, you back with us?
Huh?
I see you back.
Did you call your daddy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just
make sure. Wow, that's fucked up, though. Cause, I mean, real talk, though, that motherfucker, you know, he needs to have his ass locked up. He got a problem.
Yeah. But
you know what's funny? You know what's funny about that? Now y'all talking about this guy, and you know what I'm saying? It's some kind of proof out there that he actually done it, but they crucified Bill Cosby without no proof.
Exactly. No.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He had to mess with all them white women.
You know what, dog? You don't get along as far as with me with you saying what I say, but when you're right, you're right. I got to give you that one.
I got to give you that one.
Mm-hmm.
And that's fucked up. And they want, you know what? If they could, I mean, even if Bill did, even if he did stick his foot in popping all them holes, I mean,
he probably did.
They want him so bad. They want him so bad, dog. And they feel like, okay, if we can't get you through the judicial system, we're gonna slander your ass.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Prime. I'll give you another prime example. Look at O.J. O.J. beat that crime. He beat the murder. But now how you going to lock me up for taking my own shit back?
But you know what I heard about, what's his name, Bruce Jenner? He was supposedly had a drunk driving, or he killed somebody not even 6 months ago.
Exactly.
And it was in the news for like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
He did kill somebody.
I never even heard of it.
But they never
didn't say anything about the accident itself,
whether whose fault it was or nothing.
Mm-hmm.
They just said the man died.
Hold on, y'all. I did see that story. Mm-hmm. He was not the cause of that accident. He didn't cause the accident.
Okay, I didn't know.
He was included in the pileup, but he didn't cause the accident. You know what I'm saying? He was caught in the middle.
But now let that be Samuel Jackson.
Wow.
Oh, he caught.
Right. He got sued by everybody that was in that motherfucking accident.
Like, he helped the lady out the fire, but don't forget he killed somebody. He was in a pile up, but he didn't kill nobody.
Right.
He rescued six bitches.
And speaking of Bruce Jenner, I done kind of bit my tongue on that one, too. But come on, man. America is like this motherfucker. He's the new it motherfucker.
Yeah.
Oh man, that was the show that you missed, man. That was me and Janine went off on that shit. You missed that. That was that one you had to miss.
Dude, this is the new it. This is the new it factor in the world.
Yeah, this is the new normal.
What's his name? Kylie now? What the fuck?
Caitlyn.
Yeah. Caitlyn
Jenner.
That's a young
girl. She's the fifth golden girl. She's the fourth golden girl.
Now, I seen something. They said Michael Jackson had, what's that, Villago? Is that what it's called, Villago?
they crucified him. I saw that same thing.
Not to mention, Michael Jackson, which I didn't know, had lupus.
Mm-hmm.
Now, y'all crucified that man about his skin complexion, this, that, and other. And this motherfucker cuts his nuts off.
And he braids.
He had the full surgery?
He ain't get the wing cut off yet.
Well, shit, you might as well.
Hold on, man. Hold on for a second. Now, before you even get going. Janine, you tell him what you told me. He liked girls, right?
Yeah, that's,
he just wanted to dress like a girl.
He just wanted to dress like a woman, but he don't like women. He don't like men.
Right. Right. He said he always felt like a woman.
Okay, then.
Big foot ass woman.
It's not Bigfoot.
And then, I know my motherfucking kids clothes. Get the fuck out, stretch your bike and kids clothes.
And you know what? And I'm gonna tell you something. I got a newfound respect for what's the mama name?
Prince Jenner.
She put up
Prince Jenner.
she put up with that. I mean, she, I thought she was the biggest bitch that ever lived. I did. I was like, this bitch ain't shit. But look what she had to deal with.
Right.
She
who knows how many times she walked in at him in her panties.
Right, exactly. Kind of
motherfucker.
Right. You walk in, this motherfucker got your panties on. This motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? He
you
got
on the bed, y'all both got on silk drawers.
Right.
Right.
No, 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 not I'm silk drawers, silk thongs.
Silk thongs.
You didn't win in that guy's. I mean, think about it. She like, well, I'm gonna go slip on something a little sexy. Me too.
Me too.
Y'all
bitch.
both of y'all got the matching bra and panty set on.
She's been in my panties.
Now her panties all stressed out of shape because Bruce has been all up in them.
Mm-hmm.
I am now turned off from this picture.
Right. She didn't, you know what I'm saying? She done slipped in something more comfortable. She walked out, he got the same matching bra and panties on. Come on, slide on in the bed. And I swear, you know what? What y'all say her name is? What's her name?
Caitlin. Or
the
you talking about Chris Jenner.
Chris. Hey, look, I'm giving you a public apology on Sin City. Ms. Jenna, I apologize because I really thought you was the biggest bitch that ever lived. I don't know if you probably never hear this, but if you ever did, I apologize because I really, for all of years, and you know, I used to catch the show.
Why did you think she was a bitch, though?
Because I used to catch the show from time to time, and I just was like, God damn, man, look how Bruce just looking. Bruce just looking stupid.
Look who's keeping up with the Kardashians.
Well, I think I used to think that. I used to like, why she do him like that?
Exactly.
The way she used
she
to
got
do him all
turn
that.
On her shit.
Exactly.
And I used to be like, why do they treat him like that? But now I know. Shit.
Mm-hmm. That's okay, Marley. You walk in, your stepdaddy got on your mama's drawers.
I wouldn't know what the hell to do.
Sitting in front of the motherfucking TV, watching motherfucking football.
I slapped the banana pudding up out his ass. Get your ass up out my mama's drawers.
But I mean, the kids have caught him. The kids caught him with face stuff on. And they just would look at him and they just walked away.
I'm pretty sure they have.
What the fuck is up with Bruce?
Dude, I mean, because that, you know, I don't know from a girl's point of view. I really don't know what a girl really think about it. But now, as a man, and I mean, dude, man, you got my mama out here looking bad.
Sure, no.
Fuck that, man. They didn't tell, and I'm sure they didn't tell for a reason, but fuck that. I was like, Ma, this motherfucker got my dress off.
Shit, I would have been taking pictures, all that. You know, mama wouldn't believe. Like, Bruce, he's laying it down. Yeah, all right. All right, look at this picture.
And you wait 65
years. And I mean, this
years.
Was like, remember, I mean, I think, well, I don't know, Selena, I don't know if you old enough to remember this, but he was like the Iron Man.
Yeah,
he was
a man.
He was like the motherfucker super athlete, Bruce Jenner.
I seen pictures.
Right.
Actually, he was considered the greatest athlete in the world at one point in time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you know, I remember that.
But then
I've
seen some pictures, but did y'all see how bouncy his hair was? That's like sort of clicked in somebody's motherfucking head.
Well, no, you got to think about back in the 70s, that was the style.
So
you didn't think
about
that.
He had to extra
But he said he had been trying over the years. Throughout the years, he has been taking hormone pills. He said
yes. That's what I'm saying. For 65 years, you've been feeling this damn way.
Yeah.
So when you're 65, I want to go ahead and just let it all loose and cut my shit off and call me Caitlin. And I'm the new
nah,
one.
Nah, what man? Now I don't know.
He said it's not about sex, though.
Mm-hmm.
But still,
I think he still got his Johnson, man.
No, he cut it off.
So he's a lesbian now.
In the article, he said he had his, in that article,
big
I read the article online. He said he had the surgery done. He got his stuff cut off.
He got tits.
Oh, that's
weasel.
Crazy as hell.
Yo, come on,
that's,
man.
Janine, your statement is wrong then.
You
gave us some bad info. If he cut his shit off, he can't like women. What are
you
going to use?
I'm just telling you what he said on Barbara Walters. And Barbara Walters asked him that. She asked him that. And he said, no, I know people think that. You know, and that's what I want. He said, but that's not true. He said, I don't want me. He said, I've never wanted to be with a man. I've never been with a man. That's what he said.
He just wants to be pretty.
Yeah, he just want to be a woman himself, but he like women. So,
like you said,
I guess he a lesbian now. I don't know.
He'll be committing suicide in another year.
You know what? Wait a minute. Who just said that? Selena, you just said that? You beat me to the punch. Give him a year. That motherfucker, y'all going to find that son of a bitch home.
Well, what do you expect, man? He's fucking with them Kardashians, man. Shit, they didn't turn Lamar into motherfucking crackhead. Everybody that fuck with them Kardashians be fucked up.
Y'all see that picture that little Mimi with?
Who a crackhead?
Lamar Odom.
Like he ain't.
Y'all see that picture with Kanye West? Kanye West, and they had a room full of them. He said, I don't know what the fuck y'all did to Bruce, but y'all ain't pulling that shit with me.
Yeah.
It was a picture with him in front of, like, all the Kardashians and shit, and it was like he was talking to him, but on the picture here, I don't know what the fuck y'all did to Bruce, but y'all ain't pulling that shit with me.
Yeah, he gonna be
yeah, really crazy shit. He don't
turn
toes after mental hospital.
He turned their daddy into a girl. What's next, Kanye? What he gonna be?
Then they made their brother. He fat as hell.
Yeah, he fat as a motherfucker.
Right, he was fat. Then he fat.
He won't even come out the house. He won't even.
Right, and Brody's a damn near cokehead. Scott, he just put babies in that dumbass girl.
One of them is alcoholic.
That's Brody.
I wouldn't fuck with nobody. I wouldn't fuck with nobody last name Kardashian. Because you ain't going to come out right.
Kardashian, Carter, none of that. Yeah.
Look
at Ray J. Yeah. Ray J cannot get over Kim.
Years
later,
he's still
hollering.
He hit it first, and it's over with.
I smashed first.
He hit it first, and she done went through 80 niggas, and he's still saying he hit it first. And he didn't even hit it first.
He was way down. He was way down the line.
All right, you know, some motherfucker that got it on camera, little dude.
I'm telling you, man, them Kardashians fuck you over.
They gonna catch Tiger. What's his name? Tiger. He'll be in a dress next month.
Tiger. Well, yeah. They try to get rape charges on him. Statutory rape charges.
Well, she is like 17 though, right? 16, 17, something like that.
She's 17. He 25.
Yeah, I think that's statutory rape too.
You couldn't be at my daughter's house. You could not
sure
be in
my
house.
Nah, for real.
Away from me.
Dude, I'm gonna tell you, I bullshit you not. I mean, one time, motherfucker tried to date my daughter. Not my daughter. Let me take that back. My sister, my youngest sister. Motherfucker went to school with me and tried to date my sister, and you know, I think she was like 16, 17 at the time. Now I'm what? 8 years older than my sister. Dude, man, we beat the shit out of that motherfucker. We beat the man. Me and Wick beat his ass.
Yeah,
so you can imagine a motherfucker. You think, man, my child?
Yeah, my dude, my cousin the same way. My cousin, his daughter, so my cousin graduated in 87, and his daughter graduated like in 2005, some shit like that. And one of his
Whoa, whoa,
like,
whoa, whoa,
oh, man.
whoa, hold on, Marlon, now. Wait a minute. You said...
Oh, yeah.
I want to make sure I got them times right. You said that your cousin graduated in 87?
Mm-hmm.
And his girl graduated in 2005? His
yeah.
daughter.
Like,
his daughter.
His daughter. He said
his
daughter,
daughter,
right?
daughter. His daughter.
Oh. Okay.
And one of,
his, like,
one of
okay.
his dudes, and one of his Stop. Dudes was like, oh, man, I'd love to date your daughter. Man, he beat the shit out that dude.
No. As
well as he should. He should have stomped
wow.
the fuck out of
him. Wow.
Man, I wish any motherfucker. Dog, come on, man. Dude. Time.
I don't
really?
Even play like that. Shit.
Yeah,
right.
You want to date my daughter.
Nigga, my kids, as far, you know what I'm saying? As far as my kids concerned, Timer is their uncle. That's Uncle Timer. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
They
right.
know him as uncle. What Kay, mm-hmm. Kay like, yeah, that's the one that named me Applehead.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
I sure did.
And
Applehead.
She, yeah, to this day, she still, because that name is stuck. 20 years later, she still gets called Applehead. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? For a motherfucker, damn, your daughter done grew the fuck up.
What?
Oh, my goodness.
What you say,
man? I'm saying, dog, come on, man. I mean, that's just like, my man's wedding. My man Timer's wedding. What you tell? You walking with my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't nobody else walking with my daughter but you. Am I right, dog? Mm-hmm.
That's true.
Right. I don't trust nobody else but you to walk with my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
which I felt privileged for that. I felt honored for that. You know what I'm saying? That shows that, okay, this is the respect that we got. Come on, man. And for a motherfucker, your motherfucking cousin, he should have killed the motherfucker. He should have killed him.
Oh, yeah. I'm telling you, he was like, man, you must be out your damn mind, man.
I would love to date your daughter. Man,
yeah.
dude, man. Yeah, okay.
Some dudes, it's, you can look in admiration because you're going to look, but don't say nothing.
Shit.
Don't
throw
it
in their
face
either. Like, don't throw it in their face. Let me catch one of my motherfucking friends looking at my daughter.
You know, I mean,
that look,
oh, yeah,
you know, that look.
Yeah. Yeah, that look.
Oh,
look.
Hell no.
You're taking it too
it's
far.
Home.
That you're taking it too far. You looking up and down like, I'll take her. Like,
well,
Bond night.
You undressing her.
Shit.
Like, come on, let's go to the yard now, bitch. Let's go. Straight up.
I'm gonna hit you in both your fucking eyes and then ask you what you're looking at now. Your fucking eyelids.
Dude, I'm trying to kill every man, dude. And I'm gonna tell you, I'm a vindictive motherfucker, but. You know, I would never do, like, motherfucker be like, I'm going to do the same thing you did to me. I'll fuck your wife. I'll fuck your cousin, your aunt. I'll fuck your mother. I'm not going to try to touch your daughter. I'm not going to try to touch your child because you wrong for that, dog.
Some shit is off limits, man. And
right.
That's one of them.
Off limits, dog. That's just straight off fucking limits. And then Marley, man, where your cousin at, dog? Because I'll help him get this nigga.
Oh, yeah. And it's been the
Cavs,
I
always want to fight.
Man, come on now. That's just, okay. I mean, baby, that's just like me and you. That's just like me and you, Selena. We've been around each other forever. Come on, man. I'm looking at you know what I'm saying, your little sister or something. Like, oh, you good now. Come on, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm looking at her like, okay, I'm still calling her big head. Like, get your big head ass on someplace.
And I'm so grown, goddamn it.
Shit.
That's crazy,
man. You just
but
don't
that's why I used to tell my homegirl, like, you know, I used to tell, like, you know, every dude you date don't have to bring his homies and friends around. You got them smoking and drinking, and, you know, my little cousin was a thick little girl to be so damn young, and you got her fanning and flopping, and, you know, if I'm over there, go get your ass in the room with the rest of the kids. That's my cousin. That's my, you know, doing the same shit. Everybody her cousin, everybody her uncle. That ain't none of your damn uncle. You get up in the room with the rest of the kids. Ain't no kids out here. She cool. No, she not cool. These niggas up in here getting high and stuff. You barely know them. You know, you don't know what going on up in their brain.
I caught
one of them just staring. Just staring.
You
like
know
it, like it was a piece of meat.
You know what's wrong with the world? Mm-hmm. You know what happened? This is what happened. Janine, I brought you back in, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
All right, dog, you can attest to this, man. Remember when we was little?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody on the show right now can attest to this. When we were little, when we were kids, you could be 16, 17. What was the rule?
When
your company come over,
hurt,
you take your ass to your room.
You had to go to the period.
That's right.
You got that free trip outside. Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about you ain't even got to even say it, though. You ain't even got to tell you go up to the room. Okay, then when you come in, we automatically went to the room. And we tell whoever brought their company, you know, their kids, hey, we got to go back to the room.
Y'all take your ass upstairs.
These can be your aunties and uncles and shit. This ain't just be no regular people.
That's just aunties and uncles.
You say, yo, hi. Hey, how you doing? And you tear your ass into the room.
I agree,
but I think it's a generational thing. Because what happens when people get older? Because you see a lot of old men. Ooh, look at that girl now. you know damn well that's somebody's daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, okay. But now, my thing is...
I'm giving a break then.
I'm not going to even say I ain't going to be one of them old motherfuckers. But I ain't finna be looking at his daughter.
Right.
I ain't finna be looking at his...
No,
I'm not... My thing is this. My time has passed. You know what I'm saying? My days is over. You know what I'm saying? I don't know about Marley, our time is over. We had our time.
To send it to old folks section, fellas.
Come on. I mean, that's just like me going to, let's say, I don't know what's really. I just go to show you that I really don't go out like that. So I really don't know what. Okay, Sweet 38.
Right.
My daughter went to Sweet 38 the other night.
Mm-hmm.
So how the fuck do I look in there with my daughter?
Mm-hmm.
Like a damn fool. You must be in there spying.
Exactly.
If I'm in there for.
And I'm younger than you. My cousin asked me to go. I felt offended. But it's only going to damn Sweet 38. I'm half asleep. Listen to that boom boom rap and all that goofy ass shit y'all listen to.
Listen to
it. You know they gonna take pictures of you too. My stepdaughter took a picture of an old man in the club, posted it on Facebook.
Who are you doing this?
No, now. Timer. I don't know if you remember this, man. And it was one night we went to the In Effect. And before it even turned to the Savoy, it was still in effect. And it was these two. Now, you know, we coming in that motherfucker. We got jerseys and Jordans on. These two motherfuckers walked in there with these suits on, looking like Miami Vice. Now, you know, they used to have a lockdown. You know, Zidane, you know about the lockdown. See, it was from what? 12 to 6 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
We had this motherfucker. It's time for the percolator. You know, these motherfuckers every bit of 40. You know what I'm saying? These motherfuckers. And they stayed in there the whole night. And I'm looking like, man, I do not want to be him. them motherfuckers, and I used to hang with some people when I got in my 20s, my early 20s. Motherfuckers 10 years older than me. I used to hang with these cats. And they would always, you know, when we go to clubs and shit, we would, like, go to, well, I guess it was called, what, it was called Frank's. It was called Frank's right there on 11th in Virginia.
Frank's Place.
Yeah, Frank's Place. You know, Frank's Place then. You know, and I would, you know me, I'm in my early 20s, man. So, you know, I'm moving around, I'm doing this, I'm doing that, I'm acting a fool, you know, but this is my era. This is what I'm supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck, 10 years older than me doing the same shit I do. And I'm looking at the women like, they looking at them like, ugh. Like, the first thing they saying.
Creep look.
Yeah, like, ugh. That motherfucker better have some money. And I just, dog, I was like, I don't want to be that guy. I don't want to be that guy. I think, me personally, shut up, Selena, I think I look good for my age, but I know my age. You know what I'm saying? I know my age, and I know where I need to be.
He's a cocky little son, ain't you?
That's why I told you shut up. But you're not gonna catch me in Sweet 38. I don't give a damn.
Okay.
I don't give a fuck who garbage.
Okay, for the people that don't live in Indianapolis, what the fuck is Sweet 38? I know
like,
it's a club, but what kind of club?
It's like the little hip hop
club.
It's a kitty club. That's what. Just like she said, it's a kitty club. As far as I'm concerned, it's a kitty club. Like
that
said,
fucking headache music.
And my daughter's 19. She snuck in that motherfucker. So imagine how many motherfuckers is her age in the club.
Right.
Now, I'm up in this motherfucker, and I turn around, and my daughter's in there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Now, and they talking about she was in VIP. Now, here I am at the bar trying to get a drink, and I look up my daughter in VIP. Motherfucker, wait a minute.
How the hell you in VIP and I ain't
here? Daddy,
Right, so now I'm covered. Hey, you either let me in VIP, or I'm going to let y'all know that y'all got an underage girl up in hell.
Yeah.
I ain't shit. Everybody get used. I'm just like Father Time partner used that situation. I'm using it too.
Motherfucker, buy her a drink. They got to buy you a drink too.
See, damn right.
Oh, no.
Hey, she sitting there with her face down, head down. You got to buy two.
What? Hey, bring in the caller, man.
Got to buy
caller, y'all. Bring in that caller.
I'll leave quick as hell.
Exactly.
I'm just saying, man.
Did you get the caller, dog?
I'm glad
you
called
on
him. Oh, shit.
But why you bring him in? I can see myself at the club with my daughter.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? We in the same club. This is me all day. We in the same club, right?
Mm-hmm.
My dumb ass. Especially if she's underage, I'm going to walk right on the dance floor. Like, excuse me, bro, can I cut in? What the fuck are you doing up in this goddamn club?
Exactly.
You ain't even 21. All
right,
you know
wait a minute, hold on,
I'm
dog.
Her daddy.
Hold on,
I'm her daddy, motherfucker, back off.
Carl, what happened? Who this?
Mia, what's up?
What's going down, Mia?
What's up?
Nothing, chilling.
But that's
hi, everybody.
My own day,
man.
Hello.
Hey. We talking about these old motherfuckers still trying to get in the club.
Wow. That's terrible.
I mean, we got clubs around here that for your age. You don't I'm serious. You ever come to Indianapolis, Marty, if you come to Indianapolis, we got some clubs we can go to. Sweet 38 ain't going to be one of them. That's not even on our agenda.
Oh, hell no. That's 2,500.
I'm thinking about 2,500
under?
Yeah.
45.
Oh, that's Sugar Daddy Club right there. You trying to be somebody's sugar daddy. You up in that motherfucker.
Exactly.
45.
Mm-hmm. Now, wait a minute. It was a club when I first moved in Annapolis. It was a club. What the fuck is it? Tremors. There you go. Tremors.
That is nasty and sexy.
Hold on. I never knew nothing about. Like I said, I never knew nothing about it. I've probably been here a week, and my uncle Montrell, like, man, let's go out. And I said, okay, well, where you want to go? He said, let's go to Tremors. I said, okay.
It's a cool-ass name, though.
We get there, and I'm looking at the line like, oh, man, like, you know, I'm looking at the motherfucker like, all right, man, you know, this don't look like my thing. Man, now, granted, the motherfucker was big as hell. The motherfucker was humongous. Man, I'm serious, dog. When I say, man, and now it was a couple of motherfuckers at my age, and I'm looking at them like, y'all should feel just out of place. Right, like, y'all, my excuse was I didn't even know what type of club we was coming to. But you motherfuckers, y'all know this club. There's no way in hell y'all should have been in this motherfucker. Now, that was about 4 years ago. I was still in my 30s then. But I was just like, man, I felt so out of place. I'm like, man, let's go. Let's just go.
Well, how old is your uncle?
Older than you?
My age. Montrell younger than me.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
That's 34 here. I don't even go on treatment. It's too young for his ass, too.
Right. And, you know, it was like, man, I was like, but I'm going to tell you, dog, these motherfuckers, you talking about my, if I was a weed smoker, everybody know me, know I don't smoke weed. But if I was a weed smoker, I mean, these motherfuckers, you couldn't even wash your hands because they had the swishers, the weed, everything.
It
they were selling everything in the bathroom.
And then they used to, when I first moved up here, it was like, what, 2000 and I say roughly 4. That was like the club, that club and the Mecca. And I say about 2007, they had closed it down for a while because people was dropping shit up in girls' drinks and shit. And when I used to go in there, I said I could see that. And it was like every time I put, you know, I was used to put my drink down if there was a group of us. They like, hell no, don't drop your drink. I'm like, damn, it's just us over here. Like, I don't give a damn, these niggas is quick. I'm like, what type of shit y'all got me? I'm ready to go home.
I saw some shit like that on Facebook. This motherfucker did a little test. This motherfucker dropped pills in like 100 drinks just
hell
to see
yeah.
if the females would notice. Ain't nobody noticed shit. And he was smooth as hell with it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, one of them girls knew what the fuck they was drinking. He just slipped all kinds of shit in their drinks, man.
Yes, I seen that video with that white dude. Yeah, that white dude.
Yeah,
he was slick, man.
He was smooth as hell with that shit, man.
He was on that old Bill Cosby shit, huh?
Yeah.
Get him. I
mean, they always putting your damn hands and shit on you, grabbing on your shit. That shit was so new to me when I got up here. And, it was like, I'm like, stop, quit fucking touching me. And I know one time somebody touched me, and, you know, I went to swing or whatever, and I looked up, it's Travis, and, you know, they like, man, we've been watching you all night, damn, laughing. I'm like, man, that shit ain't funny. I'm going to knock the hell out of one of these dudes that keep on pulling on me. I ain't used to this shit. They said, man, we've been damn, like, man, look at swing about to slap shit out of one. I'm like, for real? Who does that? They ain't how you approach no woman just grabbing out of that shit.
That was protocol down in Canton, Ohio.
Pulling protocol up and down. That shit was crazy.
Pulling your shoulder, pulling your hair.
Yeah, oh my God, they didn't pull my hair because it would have got real quick.
I love your hair and they touching your shit and all that.
Oh no, and nobody
like,
touched my hair.
Y'all like cavemen down there. Come here, bitch. I got this one. Shit. I got this one for the night.
Just pull the motherfucker by their hair. Just
hell yeah, pull
the
motherfucker by their hair.
Drag them out by their hair.
Hell yeah.
Come on, girl. You coming with me, goddamn. I don't care what you
hey,
do.
Hey, little caveman yeah. sitting down in Canton, Ohio.
Yeah, I'm telling you, man. Hey, girl, I like your hair. I'm tugging on and shit. Like, man, you know, you got these damn weaves in their head, man. They ain't trying to have you mess up their tracks and all that shit.
Oh, my God. Shit. And he never got a candy.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, well, y'all know, all the dudes in the club, they all be, they grab your back, and next thing you know, that the hands sliding down, so ever slowly sliding.
I'm going to tell you, man, dog, I'm going to tell y'all, the coldest motherfucker was Wick. Wick was the coldest motherfucker. Wick could slide up on the motherfucker, get to dancing on that ass real quick. Because he was so fucking short by the time you realized he was even up on you. Shit, you didn't look down. Shit, Wick did pump about six times and walked away. So you tried to pop, so you body slam the one chick. After that, it's kind of
That's crazy.
Man, Wick straight body slam.
But being that tremor, there was a straight freak show in the girls' bathroom. I was like, what the hell? My little cousin, her little lesbian friends, I'm like, y'all bitches is wild.
Man,
wow.
You know what? I bullshit you not. Up until like the, 2005, I'll say 2005, I really wasn't seeing that shit. But then, when I got to Indianapolis, oh my God. I mean, not to say that it wasn't happening in Gary.
Right.
Because I was seeing it like 2005, I started seeing it. But when I moved to Indianapolis, oh my God, these motherfuckers, man, shit. I'm like, is this the next Atlanta? Man,
well, you know what we deal with up here, dog? We got something that's just blatant shit that I've never seen before. The gay shit up here?
Mm-hmm.
This shit is off the chain, man. This shit is so wide open. I mean, you see two grown-ass motherfucking men, man, walk down the street holding hands with no problem. Motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying?
Shit,
it don't
every
bother
day, huh?
Nobody. Well, shit, it wasn't like that when we was growing up.
You hear
that shit. You hear that. If you was gay, didn't nobody know but you and your boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
But
nah,
nowadays...
It's a fucking aphrodisiac.
I mean,
it's so prevalent, man. They got the aroma, man. When they do the gay parade, man, that shit be packed. Janine, you ever went to the gay parade?
No, I ain't never went there.
I did down here, and it was turnt the hell up.
Oh my god.
What?
Sin City will not be at a gay parade. I'm sorry. We're not doing it.
We wasn't actually at it. My cousin, he threw a real nice party. He used to throw the best parties up there. I wish he still did it. And he threw a party, and then he had a party bus and a limo to take us to a club, another club that was up out there. He reserved it. And it was the same weekend, you know, as the gay people. Man, all them little gay dudes was hopping in the damn limo and stuff. We like, what the fuck? They was just, I mean, it was wild. You know, it was all in fun. And my cousin, you know, he ain't trip off of him. He was messed up. But it was crazy. I mean, they all in the street, dudes with booty shorts on. I'm like, what the hell?
Yeah,
I'll tell y'all one thing. I'm not gay. I've never been gay. But gay people and white people are the motherfuckers to party with. Them motherfuckers
right.
party.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Them son of bitches party. And they party hard.
Yeah.
All night long.
They spend money.
Get them crazy-ass white boys drunk, them motherfuckers start clowning, boy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all fun.
Yeah.
Big-ass fun, man. Them motherfuckers party, man. They party like a motherfucker.
Well, I think as men, it's just us. You know, as we grew up, we never seen that shit. So now it's becoming a little more normal, I guess. I mean, I guess I'm starting to get used to it, but shit.
And, You know what, Marley, you hit the nail on the head. I didn't. I mean, in time, you can attest to this. We didn't see that shit growing up on them damn projects.
Yeah.
And for that matter, Selena, whenever I came out on 49th, shit, what my, you knew was gay out there.
Well, I know nobody who was gay, but I know a few that tampered with some men, and that's all I'm going to say about that. But
right. I mean, once we got older, you heard about it.
I have a gay friend that you wouldn't even know was gay. He don't care. You know what I'm saying? He's very masculine, and he's very handsome. It's like you wouldn't even know. He's not a flamboyant gay. He'd be like, that shit, you know, he was never interested in that. And, like, if we go out or something, people ask me, like, oh, y'all make a cute couple, but he'd be like, girl, please. You know what I'm saying? But only near him, I know. You know what I'm saying? I call him my gay boyfriend. But, you know, it's like some people are gayer than others, I guess you could say.
You know, I feel like this. You can have your own preference. You can do whatever it is you want to do. If that's what you want to do, so be it. But I don't know, and I'm not trying to offend nobody, but I just don't feel like all that flamboyant shit you ain't got to do. You got to roll your
hands and snap it.
He gets very irritated with that.
You don't have to do that. I mean, teachers, you could be, you know what I'm saying? I had a gay nephew. You know what I'm saying? He didn't do all that. You know, it was just like, hey, this is what I am. Dude, I can respect that. But all that old snapping your fingers and you got to put on rouge makeup and, come on, man. Look at
you said rouge.
yeah, rouge and like bullshit. You got booty shorts on. Come on, what the hell?
Yeah, that's too much.
I seen one thing on Facebook. Motherfucker got to fighting. I thought it was a girl till his nuts fell out.
I saw that too. His nuts fell out of his damn booty shorts. Wait a minute, this motherfucker just fall out of his shorts.
Threw the whole fight off.
I got, you know, like what Riley say, no homo. And I'm like, wait a minute, I had to rewind. Like, is there a pair of nuts I just saw about this?
And he kept trying to tuck him in.
Yeah,
while he was fighting.
Because the thing just said, wait for it. And I'm like, man, I'm like, this bitch got some hands. Man, them nuts fell out. I said, oh, son of a bitch. Man, I'd be lying to y'all if I see I didn't rewind it. I had to look twice. I said, he kept trying, well, it kept trying to tuck him in. So I'm like, wait a minute. What the fuck was that?
Why you say it?
It.
Man, I saw something on the Sin City radio show, dog. The meet and greet, that was a hell of a meet and greet, boy. I don't know where the fuck they was doing that at. But,
oh,
man.
Did that,
Lord,
the old men. Hey.
They was getting it going.
That was an AARP meet and greet.
Hey, there were some young cats there too, but they were all white. But that just goes to show you, see, white mom, you know what? And I'm not saying this in a disrespectful tone because we love white people here too. They, and just like my man Thomas said, they know how to party.
For y'all that don't know,
it's a video where the women are in like this little booth. You don't know who you fucking. You just got your ass out. Like, whatever position you want to be in.
Yeah.
Like, you like it doggy. Say you like it doggy style. You're in a doggy style position. And motherfuckers is coming up behind you, ramming dicks up in you, knocking you off.
Mm-hmm.
You don't see nobody. I mean, And I don't know if it was a time limit on how much time to get on it. Because
2 minutes, nigga. 2 minutes.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Because it was like they was switching up quick. I mean,
it's like, yeah, they trying to get a little taste of everything.
For the fellas, I mean, you know, you can stick your dick in there, and you don't know who's sucking your dick. Yeah, but
what if you like one more than the other? Everybody
got to say
that
last. Yeah, you might
get
back in
that line. That's what they was doing. Motherfuckers
yeah,
was standing
and that's
around
what they
waiting.
Were doing. They were getting
that. They were sitting there with their brains out.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of shit is this?
Man, that's a party right there. Now, that's a party.
That's
one dude, if you watch it real close, one dude was going from one after the other. Straight
that
down the line.
Yeah.
That's the way to do it.
He was getting it on. And then at the end, at the very, very end, dude, that motherfucker had to, he had to be about 85. The last motherfucker.
Yeah, yeah.
He had to be about 85, dog.
He ain't double to get in there. But he was in that. He had his, his jaws wasn't even, his jaws wasn't even past his thighs, but he was in there just,
Man, that motherfucker had to be about 85, man. He had to be about 85.
And he was
and just ran right up in there.
That old motherfucker was jugging. He was jugging hard, too.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a hell of a party, though.
That's a party like, I would love to know where they were at. What country was that?
Know.
That damn sure wasn't America.
No, it wasn't America.
It was not America.
Yeah, but, man, the thing that they had, man, I'm going to tell you, if I had some money, I would build one of them motherfuckers.
You know.
Of course you would.
Come on, but for y'all that ain't seen it, it's on SinCityRadioShow.com Facebook page. All you got to do is go there, and it's right there. You
man,
going to enjoy every
crazy.
Minute of it.
I mean, I was like, wow. Like, really? Like, goddamn.
That's
crazy.
Like I said, that's a meet and greet. See?
Yeah, that's a meet and greet for your ass. Because they had it going on, man.
And
I was
that,
amazed, man.
And after that, we ate pancakes.
The old dude just killed me, dog. That old motherfucker just he before he walked up, he was pulling his shit out. As soon as he got there, he was in there. And it cut off. It cut off, boy. I was like, damn. That shit was crazy. That's a party, man. I tell you, that's how them motherfuckers party, dog. Alcohol, no weed, nothing. That's just a party. A sober party. Y'all got to go see it. Everybody that can hear my voice. Sin City Radio Show Facebook page. Got to see that. If you ain't never been on a page, you got to see that video. It will fuck you up.
Where did you get that video?
I just seen it. I seen it, and I was like, wow. Like, this dude, I mean, like, really, this dude? I'm like, I mean, whichever position, if you like it missionary, that's how you just lay in missionary. You don't know who it is. You don't see the face. You don't know nothing. You like
nope.
Doggy style. You like from the side. Whatever position you like, that's the position you lay in. And motherfuckers they get about 2 minutes to hit you, and they move on to the next one.
Yep. And they got a little hole where you can stick your dick in and get your dick sucked, too.
Right.
You don't know who's sucking your dick.
You don't know who's sucking your dick. That,
you just
that's
stick
what
your dick in that hole.
Because Rico might be behind that motherfucker, but I mean, I'm just saying.
Yeah,
I don't know.
That'd be a problem. Yeah.
Okay, right. Ain't not stick no hairy dick in my hole. I'm going to have my razor.
Hell no.
You're going to get saved.
I'm going to get a razor. I'm going to get a shaving cream and a razor coming up. Oh, man.
Hey, this is not hostile, all right? This is not hostile.
I gotta clean it up first. Look, I got some soap and water.
Man, she got a rag. Man, can you imagine motherfucker putting a rag? Wait a minute, hold on, man. I don't know you. Oh, God.
Oh, goodness.
Now, I'm telling you, man, motherfuckers was going hard on that.
I ain't never seen nothing like that before, man. I was like, wow, this is incredible.
I was outdone. When I say that, I was totally outdone. I was like, this? I said, man,
this is crazy.
If we pull this off, we had the greatest party in the United States.
Yeah, that definitely was not America.
Yeah, chocolate filled city.
Mm-hmm. Man, motherfuckers be like, I'm going to Sin City. Fuck you, bitch. Fuck you.
All right, man. We done went past, man. We done went past.
All right. You know how we got to do it. Oh, man. This is a good show. God damn, boy. Fucking with y'all, boy. All right, Molly Maul, you got any last words for us, brother?
All right, good show. Good talking to y'all. I haven't talked to y'all in a couple of weeks. I have to get on that site and see what's up and talk to y'all later on.
That's what's happening.
All right.
Janine, any last words?
Yeah, it was good talking with everybody. I'll be on here tomorrow. Enjoy y'all night.
That's what's up. We missed out. Selena and left, so.
Thank you, everybody, for calling. Thank you, everybody, for listening to us on the internet. Sin City Radio, y'all. Y'all know we're doing the same thing tomorrow night. If you don't like it, don't listen.
Fuck you. Matter of fact, motherfuck you. Matter of fact, father fuck you. Matter of fact, just fuck all y'all. Peace.